I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball's biggest insider, Jeff Passan, reports that the Pirates offered Josh Naylor over $70 million before he re-signed in Seattle. He also reports that they are pursuing designated hitter Kyle Schwarber, who wants $30-plus million per year. He reports that they are interested in the top Japanese players, two big-time hitters, and we've seen how Japanese players have translated here to Major League Baseball. It tends to work quite well. They're also open to Connor Griffin making the opening day roster. That's the thing we feel best about, is Connor Griffin being the Pirates' opening day shortstop. I don't think, really, there's much of a chance they get Kyle Schwarber.
Nope.
They were probably never really in on Josh Naylor. They were at least $12.5 million off the pace there. I think they'll spend money this offseason. I just don't think they'll get the biggest of names, because the Yankees, they can walk into the boardroom with their nutsack in, what do you call that thing?
Wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
And the Pirates just can't.
Yep.
You know, usually the Pirates GM goes to the winter meetings to get the free food, and the Yankees are walking around with their sack in a wheelbarrow.
Yep.
So it's not just about spending, it's about overspending and outspending. And I don't think they can or will do that. So they'll probably have to spend the money around. And let's be clear on this. If they don't, they should be crushed for it. I don't want to hear that they're going to spend $80 million on one guy and then they spend $20 overall the rest of the offseason.
Exactly.
Like, oh, if you were going to do it then, what are you waiting for? You got one more full season guaranteed of Paul Skeens. Next year probably going to be a shortened year, and then the following year he's probably getting traded. So spend the money. To the phones?
Yes.
To the phones! Texter writes in first, why are you talking about baseball? Oh, I don't know. Paul Skeens just won the damn Cy Young, and now you've got the biggest insider in the sport saying that they're going to do something that they've never done. It's a story. It's a national story. He's a national writer. Josh in Pittsburgh, hello.
Hey, guys. If I'm thinking about a player that the Pirates somehow could afford that could maybe contribute, I'm thinking Cedric Mullins. He played his way into a contract that we could actually afford, and he's, what, 2 years removed from being an all-star? That whole Orioles team fell off the wagon.
Well, and the Orioles just made a big trade yesterday. I don't know if you saw that. They traded Grayson Rodriguez, who was at one time a massive prospect for them. He needed Tommy John surgery. He's going to miss at least a couple of months this year. They traded him for Taylor Ward yesterday, a guy that was rumored to be headed to the Pirates by somebody who used to work here a couple of years ago. Yeah, I mean, Mullins, I'd be in. I mean, he'd be another bounce-back candidate. I don't think you'd have to pay him a lot of money, like you said.
What's your thought on Harrison Bader?
Cal says no.
We had the same reaction. Thank you, Josh. 412-928-9370.
He's getting slower by the year, and he can't really hit.
I just said Cedric Mullins to you right when we got off air.
Yes, you did.
Funny.
Bob in North Versailles. Hello, Bob.
I got one word for this. No! They're not going to sign no free agents. They'll find a way to rip your heart out like they always do.
like your ex-wife did, Bob?
I tell you what, exactly. Promises, promises, promises. And when you go into court, she reneges on everything.
You going to get a new lawyer, Bob?
No!
Bye, Bob. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Quest in Cranberry. Hi, Quest.
How are you? The thing like that makes sense is what Doran said. They'll sign somebody like a Marte party, you know? If they... It's just how they glorified McCutcheon coming back. They believe I think they'll believe the fan base will be onto that. I have to say no as well. Oh, you got to look at the track history, the Josh Van Meters of the world.
Oh, yeah.
The four guys we signed in free agency, we basically got Cam Devaney back for those four guys.
Yeah.
And how we didn't make any moves at the trade deadline, just released IKF. I'm sorry. As long as Sharon's the GM of this team, I have no faith.
I totally understand that, Quest. Yep. Totally get that. The track record is not very good. And in fact, it's non-existent, which is worse than not very good.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Tell me if this makes sense.
Okay.
Instead of paying Schwarber 30 and trading Mitch Keller and taking his 15 and spending that, what if you took $45 million and got like four mediocre players?
Who are we talking though?
I'm just saying broad strokes. Like four mediocre guys, and you put them with Cruz, and you put them with Reynolds.
No.
I think they might be a playoff team with that.
No. The thing that that Reynolds and Cruz and even Gonzalez needs is lineup protection.
Yeah.
They need somebody that can be that type of insurance around them. So if something does happen, or they don't have to be put in a spot to be a certain hitter that they're clearly not.
Right. Cruz has proven through this point in his career he shouldn't be a team's best hitter, can't be a team's best hitter,
right,
unless he proves otherwise. And Brian Reynolds can, but on a great team, he's probably, what, a six hitter?
Yes.
Something like that.
6-7, right.
You know what I'm doing to myself here? Do you know what I'm doing to myself here? You just did a 6-7. You know what I'm doing? I'm guarding myself against disappointment.
You are.
I'm saying forget about the big fish. Just go get four or five mediocre guys. That'll help extend your lineup. It won't offer lineup protection, but hey, that should get you middle of the pack offensively and you make the playoffs. Look what I've done to myself.
We're talking about outfielders like you want
Randall
Grichuk, Austin Slater, Lane Thomas.
Well, no, like honestly, like Taylor Ward. You know what I mean? Like, he's fine. Now he's gone.
No, you can get that big fish and get the mediocres around him. That's fine.
I don't know. Is Taylor Ward mediocre?
No, he's not. He's a little
good.
Bit above.
I would call him good.
Yeah, he's good.
You'd call him good?
I would.
He can hit contact, and he's pretty fast.
Right.
I mean, contact, please. Who cares about contact?
Okay, so he also had
228 last year. That's not contact.
Put him on the Pirates. Where is he? Is he mediocre?
All right, he's way better than he's better. He hit 36 homers, but he's not a contact hitter. 25 homers the year before that. OPS around 800. I mean, they can't get him because the Orioles just got him. But look, I'm so unconfident in the Pirates getting a Kyle Schwarber or someone of that ilk, like a Pete Alonso, the polar bear, that if they do, I'm going to make a bet right now on the air.
Don't.
If the Pirates sign Kyle Schwarber, I will pierce.
Oh no,
Pony's nipples.
Yeah, that's already been done. There's already holes in those. You got to come up with something else.
I will pierce Harry's nipples. Harry,
no.
What can we do to you if they sign Kyle Schwarber?
I think it's more likely to happen than not. So I don't know.
You think it's more likely to happen than not? You think it's more likely that Kyle Schwarber's a Pirate than he plays elsewhere next year?
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, then you should be willing to put your butt cheeks or your nipples on the line.
We love being the rage machine. The Pirates have not been good for the last several seasons. I get it. The offseason is your only chance, though, for optimism, because once they start playing games, you can't hide. So at least I can be in my own mind and say that they would do something like that.
All right, then put your taint on the line or something, Harry.
Well, no, because I'm not over.
If you're that confident, you got to put your... put your nose on the line.
I say 60-40, it's Kyle Schwarber.
Unbelievable.
What? Is he out of his mind? He's delirious.
Not even 50-50. I'll say 60-40. I think it's more likely to happen than it's not. It's not a callous guarantee.
I mean,
60-40 is pretty good. I mean,
yeah.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.